Praise the Lord. Ellen G. White. Notes of a Camp Meeting Address, given by Mrs. E. G. White. The glory of God is praise and thanksgiving. When tempted to fret and scold, remember there is no time for that. It was the whole sacrifice that our Redeemer made for us, so it must be a whole sacrifice that we make for Him. God will not accept a divided heart. The Son of God died on the shameful cross that we might be complete in Him. We must look away from ourselves. I entreat of you to keep in view the praise and thanksgiving to God. It is the will of the Lord that the heart shall be tried. He would see whether it will turn to the stronghold for sympathy. We need to cultivate faith, hope, and courage. Let our tongues be educated to speak forth His praise at all times. We need to frame the promises to God and hang them up in the chambers of the mind. Then we can communicate to others the comfort wherewith we are comforted. Here we are to learn the language of heaven, whose inhabitants will be our companions through eternity. Our cold hearts may be warmed by the companionship of Christ, our Redeemer. We are not to talk of the power of Satan to overcome, but we are to talk of the power of Christ to save. I want you to conduct yourself on the boats, on the cars, or wherever you go, as a child of God, an heir of heaven. He would have us honor ourselves by a circumspect life. God desires that when you appear among the guests in heaven, you may appear to His honor and glory. Two powers are struggling most earnestly for victory in your soul, and the issue of the conflict is to us of tremendous consequence. We are fighting for an immortal inheritance. He who is mighty in counsel and to whom all power in heaven is given has declared that He will help His people if they are not faithless. Christ takes away from us our idols so that our minds may be taken away from things of minor importance. It is our privilege to act our part and not to watch Christ lest He should not do His part. We want to be converted out of self into Christ. Every day we need the converting power of God to rest upon us.